President Obama is facing a hard sell, and experts say if the vote on Syria were held today, it would fail in the House of Representatives. Mr. Obama has said it's his job to make his case to the American people. He conceded, though, during a news conference Friday, his efforts could fail.
And it's conceivable that at the end of the day, I don't persuade a majority of the American people that it's the right thing to do. And then each member of Congress is going to have to decide if I think it's the right thing to do for the America's national security and the world's national security, then how do I vote?
Lawmakers, even those who support military action, say their offices are being flooded with anti-war telephone calls. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein.
There's no question. What's coming in is overwhelmingly negative.
At a town hall meeting in Arizona, Senator John McCain, a vocal supporter of military action, faced an angry crowd.
My short answer to this is not no, but hell no.
Experts say the coming days will be critical. Congressional scholar Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution.
A majority support is not yet in sight in the House, and in fact, many people are betting against a majority ever materializing. There's going to be a lot of work, a lot of negotiations between the parties.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has passed a draft resolution with the goal of degrading Syria's military capacity so a negotiated settlement of the war becomes more likely. On the House side, two Democrats have drafted a narrower resolution which would limit the goal to deterring repeat uses of chemical weapons in Syria. Congressman Jerry Connolly says his resolution
actually codifies what the president has said he wishes to accomplish and codifies no boots on the ground to try to make sure that we stay focused on the issue.
Thomas Mann of Brookings says a final resolution will bar boots on the ground.
But how you define the objectives is going to have a bearing on how different factions within the House and Senate decide whether to support.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid formally introduced a resolution on the Senate floor Friday, paving the way for possible votes next week. The President addresses the nation Tuesday night. Cindy Stain, VOA News.